We continue our learning in Mishnah Davi by Menachemush and Chaviyakam and Pinchas Leo. We're in Bava Metzia Paragimel Mishnah Zayin. Hamavkid Peros Etzel Chavero. Hareze Yotzi Lo Chesronos. Here we have someone, a shomer of produce. And we spoke about shomer of produce, that the produce may deteriorate over time. Question is, at what point should he be selling it? Maybe the person really wants the produce that he grew in his field, and therefore you shouldn't necessarily sell it. But let's say the shomer actually mixed the produce with his own produce. And now he doesn't know. He can't just give back the produce that he got, and whatever was ruined over time, because it's now mixed. He mixed the wine he was watching with his own wine. He mixed the grain he was watching with his own grain. So what should he do? So the Mishnah here, after all, over time, no doubt that which he was given to watch is not the same as it was when it was given to him a month ago or a year ago. So he should be able to deduct a little bit from the amount. The Mafkid says, I gave you this amount of grain to watch, so he has to give that exact amount of grain out of this mixture. Over time, it would have deteriorated a little bit. Some would have been lost. Mice would have eaten it. Some would have decayed. So how much can he deduct now that he has this mixture based on, let's see, what did the mafkid give him originally and how many months have passed? What should he, and how much was given? And how much can he deduct over this amount of time? So the Mishnah says, Hamafkid peros etzel chavero, hareze yotzi lo chesronos, when he pays back the baal, the shomer can deduct the amount of produce that normally decreases in its value because it gets ruined over time by getting eaten up by mice. It's not there, or it's ruined, it decays, etc. All depends on the food. L'chitin ul ores, if it's wheat and rice, then tishas chatzai kabin lakor. Let's just get the measures here. 6 kav equal a sa'a, 30 sa'a equal a kor. So if it's 9 half kavs for a kor, that's 1/40th of a kor. So for every 1 kor, every 30 sa'a that you have, you can take off 1/40th. So if the shomer, if everything's mixed together, he doesn't know. But he does know he was given 1 kor. So he can take off 1 kor of grain, 1 kor of wheat grain, and 1 kor of rice, of ores. So he can give back now, he can deduct 1/40th and give back 39 out of 40 of what he was given, and taking out of this mixture that he has, because got mixed together, because there's an assumption that's what decreased over time. Lisa over in a ledochan, tisha kabin lakor. And if it's barley grain or millet, he can take off 9 kav, that's more. 9 kav lakor, we assume that more is eaten by mice, more decays over time, that's 1/20th he can remove. What first case was 1/40th, was the wheat grain and the rice, and this is millet and barley can take off 1/20th. The kusmin ulizera pishtan shalo sa in lakor. For spelt and flaxseed, it can take off 3 saw for every core. 3 saw is 1/10th of a core, because 30 saw equals a core. So 3 saw per core, that's 1/10th. You can remove even more. We assume, obviously, that you can deduct more because over time, these spelt and zera pishtan are going to be reduced even more. Hakol, then the Mishnah says, Hakol lefi amida, Hakol lefi azman. All depends on the measure that was given. So this is for a core. You take off this amount. But if you give it more, maybe you take off more. You give it less, you take off less. And Hakol lefi azman all depends on the time. Means how long was it there? So was it there for a month, there for a year? All depends on this month. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, why should it depend on the midah, on the measure? If the concern here is that over time mice are going to be eating, the measure that's there, a core is there. Oh, so now if it's 2 cores, so you'd be able to deduct even more. Why? The mice are, once they're full, they're full. They're not any more hungry because there's more food there. And therefore, it should not matter. Lefi hazman maybe, but not lefi hamida. They say no matter what the volume is, that's what we're going to have. So therefore, what do you do? Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, follow what the Mishnah says. It's always going to be 1/40th, 1/20th, 1/10th, whatever it may be. And that would be true even if it's more than a kor. Now the Gemara has on Daf Mem that in fact the Tanakhama responds from Yochanan ben Uri and says, no, it's not true. The more there's deposited, the more stuff is there, the greater the value, the more produce is ruined or lost. So may not be eaten, may not have been eaten by rice, by mice, but nonetheless, it's going to decay, it's going to be lost, etc. But the Yerushalmi says that no, it's true. The mice actually will eat more if there's a larger quantity. He says there's so much here, he calls his friends, and the more will be eaten based on that. Then the Mishnah says, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, since mice, he claims, don't eat more or less, depending on they just, you know, when they're full, they're full. El eino motzi lo chesronas el lekor echad bevad. You follow the rule of one core, and that's what you remove, and that's it. We don't take off more if it's more than one core. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im hoisa mida maruba, if it's a really large quantity that's given to the shomer to watch, and he mixes it together, and we don't know, then, and we assume this means 10 core or more, eino motzi lo chesronos, he does not have to deduct at all. Mibneshem osiros, because it increases. This is very strange. It's almost counterintuitive. The more now, oh, if it's really a lot, so now we don't have to, he can't deduct anything. He gives it back the way, the whatever was given to him is what he gives back. Why should that be? So the Gemara explains, because when it's a large measure, we assume the shomer now is storing this properly in the summer. It's when the grain the grain is going to be dry. And if it's a large measure, what happens is, and then he returns it in the winter season, in the rainy season, it begins to expand. So what he's returning in the end, that which the mice, whatever expands really compensates the amount that's eaten by the mice. So it's his obligation to give back exactly what he got and not deduct anything, because it's offset by the fact that it was expanded, volume was expanded. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Whether Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Tanakhama, agrees with Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri is not clear, but this is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion regarding a mida meruba, large, more than 10 kor, you don't deduct anything at all because of the expansion. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches, Yotzi lo shus liyayin. Now we continue this discussion. Person was given wine to watch. He would have normally he'd give back the wine after a month, whenever the mafkid comes back for it. But he mixed it with his own wine. So how much did he deduct? How much over time do we assume wine decreases? It evaporates or gets absorbed into the walls of, let's say, of an earthenware vessel. That happens. So yotzi lo shesus liyayin. You can deduct a sixth of the amount. And that compensates for the wine that was absorbed into the kli, so you don't have to give back the exact amount that was given to you. You can deduct a sixth. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chomesh. You deduct a fifth, you can deduct even more than that. Why should that be? So the Gemara assumes this is not a machlokes, this is just in Metzius. It's only a machlokes in Metzius, which means Rabbi Yehuda lived in a place where the earth that they used to make the kalim was able to absorb more. So therefore, he says you can deduct one-fifth as opposed to one-sixth. There is another opinion that in the Gemara says, not about that, it's about the Tana, it's not about what's the earth that was used to make the earthenware vessels, but rather, according to the Tanakhama, where he lived, they would line the barrels with wax. So that doesn't absorb that much. And that's why he said 1/6. Rabbi Yehuda's place, they use pitch, zephes, and that's more absorbent. And therefore, he would say that he can deduct 1/5. Then the Mishnah says, Yotzi lo shloshes lugin shemen lemea. Now we're talking about oil. So if that means, if someone gives someone, if Mafkid gives a shomer 100 lug of oil, and he mixes it with his own oil, normally he would just give back what he was given. But now after time, okay, it's time to return the object that you were watching, and now you realize, oh my gosh, I mixed it with my own? So what does he do? He wants to return the original amount. He can deduct 3 lug per 100. Oil is thick, and it's not also, doesn't absorb as much as wine. So therefore, 3 lug is the amount in 100, you're going to deduct less than you would for the wine. Logu mechta, now, what is this 3 lug made up of? So the Mishnah tells you, logu mechta shmarim, a lug and a half of that 3, half of it is for the sediment, and logum that usually settles to the bottom, and logum echzabala, and the other log and a half is that which is absorbed into the walls of the barrel. So we see even there, even out of 3, it's not all 3 that are absorbed into the wall. It's only 1.5 is absorbed into the wall of the oil, because it doesn't absorb as much as wine, and the other 1.5 is shmarim, is the sediment. Let's say you were given a shemen mizukak, or very, very refined oil, and the sediment is not there, so you don't deduct for the shmarim for the sediment, so you only deduct, instead of 3, you're going to deduct 1.5. Bella. And let's say the oil that you poured into Kalim that were already, you shouldn't know, old, they were already absorbent, absorbed a lot of oil so that it can't absorb anymore. So then you can't deduct anything for the absorption, you can only deduct for the sediment. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af ha-mocher shemen mezukak lachaveru, kol yemos hashana ha-reizne mekabel olav logu mechza shmarim l'meira. So he says like this, just like someone who is a shomer on oil has to, so the mafkid, the shomer, is able to deduct a certain amount, we said, a log and a half per hundred because of the sediment. So the same thing is true regarding someone who sells someone oil. Now, here we'd have a case where someone sells, is going to provide oil for someone throughout the entire year. It gives them a little bit of time. So they didn't make any tanai, any stipulation at the beginning that, I'm giving you refined oil and there's no sediment there. But that's what he ends up giving him. So the and it remains in the barrels of the seller, and the buyer comes in each week, each month, whatever, to take a little bit. So what happens, the buyer has to allow the seller, the mocher, to take off a log and a half of sediment for every 100 lugim because of what settles on the bottom. And so then he says, this is not only true regarding a shomer, it's true regarding buying and selling as well.